Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jumper. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. Nesmith. The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds. No fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off. Jump shot. It's good. It's good. With 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout. OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
The regulation winner, the Pacers, rally from down 15. They've done that 5 times this postseason. Most in a single postseason era since they started tracking that in 1997, I guess, which is why that's kind of funny. It's only since 1997. But anyway, the Pacers are 5-3 when trailing by 15 or more this playoffs. Last night's game was great. Yeah. And Halliburton's been awesome. Joining us on the Wester Hotline, you know him as the guy whose team got thwacked out of the playoffs by the Pacers. It's Mr. Nate Geary, host of an assortment of shows on this station, Bills pregame, Bills postgame, Bills halftime, filling in with us. Hey, Nate, good morning.
Who needs friends, I guess? You know, I had all day to play that clip. You just waited for me. I appreciate that, guys.
Listen, we're not...
We didn't play the game one clip from last round.
It's true.
We could have done that.
It's true.
That's a good point.
Also, I would not... I prefer you to not refer to me as a friend until I've gotten over the photo selection for the Wayland poster that is not only online, but on display at Wayland. For, hey, come join Jeremy and Nate at their party on Thursday, June 12th. Prizes, raffle, golf prizes. Joe just brought in a gift bag from Tri-County. Thank you to them. We got so much stuff to give away, and you decided to make this terrible choice on a picture for us, and I feel like the authorities are going to come and, like, who are these guys? We might get arrested because, I don't know. Why'd you pick such a terrible picture, Nate?
Well, they say bad media is good media, right? So I figured that the worst, like the more terrible the picture, the more people wouldn't be able to look away from it.
You know what? It catches your eye.
He's not wrong about that. We do live in the era of the media where you're supposed to say something like, I have Josh Allen ranked as the 33rd best quarterback in football. And then that person just gets on, they get a show on Fox. So, okay.
You're welcome.
That might hold up.
Yeah, it definitely holds up.
Well, Nate, we're playing 100 holes on the 26th for the Live Like Luca Foundation, the Courage of Carly Fund as well, with Roswell. We've done it before out at Wanaka, and next Thursday is our chance to try to raise money before it, rather than just, you know, us asking everyone for donations day of while walking 100 holes of golf. So, and also prizes. We've got a lot of good stuff we're going to give away.
Yeah, this is going to be a fantastic raffle for anybody that golfs in Western New York, but it's not just like a golf raffle. There are plenty of other great raffle items for, you know, if you're trying to convince your significant other this is what their plan should be for a Thursday night. There are things for women. There are things for younger kids. I know Wayland put together kind of did we confirm the face painter? Or is the face painter confirmed?
I hope so. Face painter always goes over well.
Yeah, that's right. So we tried to make this an event for golfers in Western New York, but an event that other people can also attend. But the idea here is, Jeremy, that, you know, especially in this raffle, giving people an opportunity to win, you know, raffle items to go play golf courses that, you know, they typically wouldn't be able to play. You know, Clover Bank Country Club is going to have a foursome in there, and Wanaka Country Club has a foursome in there. Tri-County, which is a kind of semi-private course, right? You just mentioned Joe picked up a prize from them. So the idea here was to, hey, can we get some of the best courses in Western New York to give people, the public track folks, opportunities to play on private clubs? And I think it's a great opportunity to do that. And then obviously Encore, you know, donating a bunch of stuff. And we have TPI, free TPI assessment. So if you've been thinking about spending the money to figure out what the heck's wrong with your game, here's an opportunity to save a couple of $100 and get that free TPI assessment. So a lot of great prizes for Western New York golfers, and obviously we're really excited about it.
Yeah, we'll have, in addition to that, like non-golf prizes, the Sabres and the Bills have donated things that we'll be giving away. It's not an auction, it's a raffle, so that's the easiest way to do it. You don't have to bid a high number. It's like, here, give me a ticket, and you're in every drawing. Once we'll get you that list as soon as we have finalized all of the prizes, and you can just make a donation right to the Venmo account when we get that thing rolling, and we'll notify you if you win. So that's the good news. We'll be doing that, and the 100 holes is on the 26th. And the party, though, is Thursday of next week at Wayland, inside, outside. You don't need a ticket. Just come, you know, hang out.
Yeah,
come hang out.
Jeremy and I will be there. I even heard there's a possibility Howard Simon makes an appearance if he's
he
can find a way to get off from one of his seven jobs.
That's right. That's right. And also, what else? I was going to say something about being there on Thursday night. Anyway, I forget what it is. We'll be there. Oh, $1 from every draft of the Especial, which is a nice like summer kind of Mexican summer lager. $1 from every pour that night will go to the Live Like Luca Foundation. So just attending, You're making donations, and we'll have, you know, fun stuff.
Also, beautiful patio there. And have you looked at the weather yet for
Thursday? No, but the whole week looks like it's nice.
72 and sunny.
Let's go.
Perfect.
I mean, it couldn't be better.
We'll be ready.
And by the way, it's day one of the U.S. Open.
That's right.
There was also some conversation being had, Jeremy, that this might finally be the event we hold our best dressed award. So I do believe there is an award set aside for the person that shows up with the best golf outfit.
All right. Well,
ooh.
There you go. You've got all the information.
The best is determined by who?
Me and Nate.
By you and Nate?
Yeah. Just us.
Hmm. What if you guys disagree?
Doubt it.
I win.
Okay.
No, I don't. Whatever Nate wants.
Ty goes to the guy that didn't pick the picture.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, you got that pick, and it was not a good choice. It was really tough to see that in public.
We can't possibly trust someone
that type of decision. I will be signing that picture. Nate and I will sign it. You can have the worst picture ever taken of both of us signed in your house.
We will do signing of the actual posters
You can line it with, you can line your bird cage with it if you want. It's a rough picture. Anyway, Nate, we got OTAs underway this week for the Bills and mandatory minicamp next week. One of my favorite things to ask right now on the Bills is predict the James Cook track from here. What happens? Will he show up? Will he hold in? Will he just go business as usual? What would you predict James Cook does? Because by this time next week, we will have another chapter in this story written, or maybe it's all finished and he's, you know, just practicing.
I tend to lean towards business as usual. I think this is his opportunity right now to, you know, voice his displeasure, voice his desire to want to get paid and what that number might look like. But I think at the end of the day, it behooves both him and the team to get to a place where everybody agrees, all right, let's just get you here. Let's get you in the building. Let's get going. And whether or not the negotiations are even still actively going on, I haven't really heard many updates both from the Bills or really, I mean, the only thing we've heard or seen from James Cook is, you know, some funny cryptic Instagram posts. So there really hasn't been a lot of media updates. So I think for me, I want to lean towards this is going to be business as usual, but I guess really nothing will surprise me. You know, if he decides to hold in, or maybe there's an agreement between he and the team, he's going to be at all OTAs, but he's not going to be in, you know, he's not going to put himself in a situation where he could potentially get hurt on the field, but we'll be there for, you know, the install and film and all of that good stuff. So that would be my guess. But yeah, I tend to lean towards business as usual.
The thing would be interesting about that, though, is for all the noise he would have made between the end of the season and now, he wouldn't have really missed anything mandatory. So how hard are you really pushing for the deal? It would say to me that there's probably not a deal getting done if he were to show up, because that's an acceptance of, I'm not willing to make this as ugly as I could need to get the deal that I want.
And it could be a sign to the team that, you know, listen, I know the position that I'm in, but I want to be here for my teammates and for the organization. You know, maybe it's a good faith negotiating tactic as well. I could absolutely see that. Listen, the Bills have never really gotten themselves in a situation where, you know, contract demands have really made it public, right? They tend to sign all of their guys a year early. This is kind of the first time. So they're really, to me, there's no roadmap. There's really no example of, hey, how does the team treat this? What does the, you know, agent versus this general manager? It just doesn't happen a lot. So there's not really a roadmap for how this could potentially go. But yeah, I think there's just so many potential unknowns about, you know, what this means versus, hey, he's holding out. Well, clearly that means he's not playing until he gets a cut. I don't know what any of it means, and I think it's what makes it, you know, the next week or so and what ends up happening, I think, you know, interesting and gives us some topics to talk about.
Nick Eary joining us on the Western Hotline ahead of our fundraiser on Thursday at Wayland, but also talking some Bills OTAs and mandatory minicamp next week. Nate, with the draft class coming in and the new faces here, is there anybody you are eager to watch throughout this offseason and, you know, pre-camp? I know at camp we might have a different answer. Maybe it's the same answer. Who is who's under the microscope the most for you in this, run-up to training camp in the preseason?
Well, I think the microscope is going to be on Max Harrison, just because we know how the last first-round corner went for this organization. And, you know, I think the best-case scenario for this organization is that he kind of takes their job and runs with it. And there is that sort of, you know, conversation halfway through July into August about, well, Tre'Davious White's the veteran and he knows the system. So, you know, I think everyone would feel much better if it's Harrison running away with the job. But, you know, I think there's this kind of a twofold answer for me. It's, you know, who do I think is the most interesting storyline or what I'll be paying attention to? It's going to be that. But, you know, Dorian Strong is another really interesting name to me. And the more I've heard and more I've, you know, watched podcasts and other Bills draft commentators break down his game, the more I'm sort of interested in what this corner room looks like. Like a couple weeks ago, I tweeted, I feel like Cam Lewis is a lock on this roster. And kind of Dorian Strong and Hancock, some of these other players that they've both drafted and then signed after the draft, this is going to be one of the most competitive training camps from a defensive back perspective that I can remember under Sean McDermott. That goes for safety as well. I mean, they've got so much versatility. They've got multiple guys that can play both safety positions, the nickel corner and outside corner. That versatility is going to – my question is going to be, is does the versatility hurt these guys? Or can they position themselves to be a good player at one of those, a trusted player at one of those positions? And we'll see the Cam Lewis's of the world and the, you know, DeMarcus Ingram's of the world. Like, are these guys who have been sort of mainstays, depth, you know, special teams players, but when they've been called upon, they've been reliable. You know, are those guys going to get pushed into positions where they potentially don't have a roster spot? I'm really looking forward to the battle of defensive backfield, come July.
And then on the defensive line, I mean, Landon Jackson kind of has an opportunity here because Bosa's already injured and Hoyt is suspended. And the rest of the position group is the same as last year, other than, I mean, we'll see if Bosa's able to get on the field for training camp. But, I mean, I'd imagine he's probably playing a good amount of snaps if he's ready for it right at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and, you know, I think this is also a big training camp for a guy like A.J. Epenesa, who last year was kind of – they cleared the way for Epenesa to get more snaps last year. And, you know, it's not that he played poorly, but I also didn't think he ran away with it. So, yeah, Landon Jackson could have a very good opportunity early in the season to sort of make a – I don't know. I guess this goes into the discussion of does it matter if you're a starter or if you're the first guy off the bench, because it feels like those guys play pretty much the same snap count. But if he can really build out that role for himself, it'll be interesting how a guy like Hoyt, who's going to be suspended for the first 6 weeks, what does that look like when he's back in the lineup? Are they going to use him in a different way than maybe they imagined because Jackson takes that position early and kind of runs with it? So, yeah, I mean, the suspensions, I know it's easy to just say, hey, well, there's going to be an extra two extra defensive linemen that are going to be in training camp that make the team that will be, you know, essentially cut once those two players are ready. I think it makes trying to build the rest of the roster really interesting on how those rotations are going to go early and how much they change once those two guys are back from suspension.
Nate Geary on the Western Hotline.
When Tom Thibodeau got fired earlier in the week, did you hear or think yourself about any of the Sean McDermott comparisons of a guy, different sport, very big differences, I know, or even how you thought about the Thibodeau firing in the first place? Because that is as far as that team has gone in 25 years. You're a Knicks fan, and I don't know, it felt like it wasn't even that stunning that they did it.
I felt pretty blindsided by it, to be honest. I knew that, listen, all season, you know, Knicks fans were complaining about how he used the bench and he was going to run the starters into the ground, and four of his five starters were the top seven in minutes played during the regular season. And then you see them get to the playoffs, and they kind of veer away from what they did all year long. Now, they had success. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. But it just, you know, the blown lead in game one really set the tone for the rest of that series. I think it could potentially set the tone in the final series, by the way. I always thought all along there's a lot of connections between the organization and Mike Malone. And I kind of felt like the second that Denver fired Mike Malone, that this was, unless the Knicks got to a finals or won the finals, that it felt like this was going to be, they were going to move on from Tibbs and go for Mike Malone. We'll see if that ends up happening. I was surprised. And then obviously the comparison, it's hard because the NHL and the NBA both do the same thing where they just recycle guys. I mean, Tibbs is going to get a head coaching job again. It'll be his fourth team as a head coach. They tend to recycle guys over and over again. Yeah, there's some new blood every once in a while, assistants that will pop in, you know, coach for a season or two and then kind of never be heard from again. But the NBA is an old boys club. So I would really be surprised if the Knicks go for a first-time head coach with this type of veteran roster, unless it's like, you know, Jalen Brunson's dad or something, which, you know, wouldn't necessarily surprise me either.
Nate Geary. Thanks, Nate. We'll see you on Thursday, if not sooner.
I'll see you today.
That's right. I'll see you today. You're playing today?
I'm playing today.
I thought, all right. I didn't know you're playing today. Where's your partner?
I am partner. Oh, get this partnership right now. I know that's one of the pro scouting guys. It's me, Kevin Kearns, and Pat Hammer.
Love it.
Oh, nice.
Vibes team. I mean, the vibes are going to be immaculate. The scores might be pretty high, but the vibes are going to be immaculate out there.
All right, very good. We'll see you in a little bit then.
Sounds good, guys.
All right, Bills Media Golf Tournament today. That's what's going on. I'm playing with Sal.
Yeah.
And a couple others. But Sal's got his new driver. I got a new driver to match Sal. How about that, Sal?
These guys with the new drivers.
Sorry, I guess you wouldn't understand.
I mean, I got a new one last year.
It's fine.
It's not like I have a super old one.
Your driver's so last year.
Actually,
my driver is also a driver from last year. No one bought it.
It's yeah, like, my, you know mine, is from, mine is from 3 years ago that I bought last year.
I'm going to start referring to my driver as a rescue.
A rescue.
Not a rescue club, but a rescue. It didn't get purchased. It's you know, last year's model. It didn't get purchased, and I decided I saved it. It found me.
It probably would have been purchased eventually.
And it was.
Right. By you.
By me. Hey, speaking of rescues, I have the full list of the NHL Stanley Pup dogs.
Yeah.
You know, we went with our rejected names that Rasmus Dalish beat out. Notably Stay Paterka, and Tage Chompson. So the NHL Stanley Pup, they're going to be trying to showcase adoptable dogs during the Stanley Cup Finals. I have all the names, players around the league. Every team has chosen its player. I'll give you the name, and then you guys will maybe help the people with what player that is.
Okay. Yeah.
Troy Terrier.
Troy Terry from Anaheim.
Jeremy Spayman.
Jeremy Swayman from Boston.
Spayman? I feel like Spayman's a little tough there.
Yeah.
Rasmus Dalish,
Dustin Wolf, yeah.
Taylor Howell.
I mean, Wolf is already kind of a dog.
Yeah, right.
Taylor Howell,
yep.
Good for Carolina.
Yeah. Tyler Bertuzzi.
Oh, my goodness. That is a reach. Where's That's Tyler tough. Bertuzzi these days?
Chicago.
Yeah.
Devin Stays
for Colorado.
Elvis Merlishkins.
Terrible. Columbus.
It's not the worst one. The worst one's against. You'll
Lots
know
of
the
goalies.
Jake
Ottinger.
That's really good. I like that one.
A lot.
Ottinger.
Dylan Barkin.
Barkin for Detroit.
Yeah.
You ready for this one? I submit this is the worst one.
This is the worst one?
I think so. Leon Outsidel.
Oh, terrible. Oh,
terrible.
Get lost get with here. Outsidel.
Matthew Tkachuk.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Drew Doughty. I submit this
Wait.
As Drew Doughty.
L.A. Oh, yeah. Doughty. Oh,
I submit this as possibly the best one. Mats Buparello.
That's really good.
Oh, nice.
Buparello.
Mats Zuccarello. I like that.
Nick Chuzuki.
Suzuki, Montreal.
Philip Forsberg. Oh, yeah. Philip Forsberg. Doughty Hamilton.
Dougie.
Good. Yeah.
Jean-Gabriel Pageau.
Okay.
Mika Zibanejad.
Okay.
Claude Giroux.
I think we would do better at some
I
of these.
Think we could have crushed
I agree.
This.
Travis, this one's a tough one too. Travis Canine Ekne.
Oh, you just oh. No, these are terrible.
That's a reach.
These are terrible.
Sidney Pausby.
Fine.
Tyler Toffoli.
Eh.
Jared McCanine.
Terrible.
That's a bad one.
Get the canine can't work.
Canine does not.
The canine
work.
Doesn't work with anything.
Dylan Holloway.
Fine.
Like Braden that. Pointer.
Good.
Morgan Ruffley.
No.
Here's a winner.
Disaster.
Logan Drooley.
I like.
Okay,
I like that a lot.
That's pretty good.
Jake DeBruff.
No.
Shea Theodorable.
Good.
That's a good
okay,
one. I like that.
Okay, sure. Good. That one, I feel like, though, they were running out of ideas and someone pulled up the Valentine's Day puns for hockey players.
Maybe.
And they just plugged that one in.
You should have counted on Vegas to have a good one. Shea Theodorable. Two left, and they're both good. Washington's.
Not Jack Russell Eichel.
No. John Snarlson.
Okay.
Fine.
And Winnipeg's Lickalai Yellers.
Good.
Love that one.
Good.
Your
I would say
pups.
Like a third of those are good.
Do you have to you have to keep their names
half
if or... you get one of these dogs, you have to keep it.
Like the name?
Yeah.
You should.
Yes.
If it's your favorite hockey team, you should.
Yes. I have to keep Rasmus Dahlin. I can't rename him to Stay Paterka. I can't read
then he might get confused.
He wasn't born Rasmus Dahlin, I don't think.
But maybe that's what they call him.
Yeah.
And he's used to the name, and then when you try to change it to something different, he might be like, what?
This was a... These are more puns. If you were going to name your dog after a Saber theme, what would be the best one?
What do you mean? Like Goathead? Or
it after? Could be after a player, or after a former player, or...
What's
like
the best?
I bet Lindy is a very popular dog name locally, right?
You're saying,
do you think Lindy is a very popular dog name?
What's the best name you could give your dog if you were choosing the Sabres as your inspiration?
Yeah, you love the Sabres. You want something Sabres inspired.
Soupy Campbell. That popped into my head.
Okay.
I don't know, Soupy on a,
hold
like,
on.
A golden retriever.
I've got a...
Like, my dog's name is Finn, and the inspiration is a Finneganoff. But I wasn't going to name my dog a Finneganoff.
Did Gov come in second place? All right, I didn't realize that was the genesis, but that's all right.
Yeah.
When you ask me a question like this, the first 10 answers I have are snark. That's how my brain works. I got to push those out.
Like, what about Miro?
I like it.
Miroslav Shatan? Miro?
Miro's a great name. Like, my first thought was Tank. No, I'm not doing that.
That.
That's
I feel amazing. Like you should.
Not doing it.
No?
I mean, my dog's name is Goose. It's not after Paul
Gossett.
Pick
someone from the Tank team. Or pick Jonathan Tays.
Broken Stick.
Atkinson.
I named my dog Broken Stick after the Islanders game. What's a good... I mean, the Sabres had a dog named Audie. They had a dog named Rick.
That was good. Yeah. Like, the team right now, like, Tage, I bet, would be... Is that too obvious, though?
Tage Thompson?
You just do Tage Thompson. Yep.
How do you feel about giving your dog a last name? Not your own, but like an additional name. People that give their dog or cat multiple names.
That isn't...
Like Mr. Buttons. That. And they go with Mr. Like if someone named
no,
their dog...
That's,
oh, yeah. This is Tage Thompson.
And wait, so you would introduce your dog as... This is, what's your dog's name? Mr. Buttons?
We could get five phone lines of people right now that have their pets with two names. A first and middle or first and last. 100%.
Not a fan.
I'm not saying it's like half of pet owners, but there are going to be people that name their dog. Let me think of another good name here for that.
Like, it's a full, you're giving them a full name, though?
Yeah. Like, it's a good example here. Someone think of one for me. Think of it
Roger
for
Roger Miller.
Roger Miller?
I don't know. I just thought the first earth? Names popped into my head. Yeah, your dog's name is Roger Miller.
I kind of like that. I think that's hilarious.
That can't be.
Like, as a joke, I think it's hilarious.
I'm sticking with Tage Chompson. I want a dog now. Name it Tage Chompson.
Because then your response would be,
Fred what?
Really? Your dog's name is Roger Miller? Like, how dare you, sir?
Your dog's name is Fred. Just give him a second name. Fred Warner Parker. Fred.
All right.
You know, I'm not saying your own last name.
Oh, your middle name, though.
I'm saying a dog. You give a dog a name that has two parts of it as part of a joke. Like, I can't think of
it. I don't know.
There's no good. It just doesn't work. This is proving our point.
Absolutely not. We have a break to get to. We got Nick the Railbird from Batavia Downs. The phone lines are lighting up with people that are about to tell us their cats and their dogs' names that have two names. I'm not telling you it's used as frequently as, say, something like Sabes, but it is done.
I've definitely heard it. I just can't think of an example.
I can't think of anyone I know that's done this.
Evan, are people telling you the names of their dogs and cats right now? Mason, go ahead, Mason.
The phone lines are too blown up. He doesn't even have time to answer you.
Mason, you're up.
Yeah, so the dog names here. Missed opportunity for Florida just to go with Sasha Barkov.
That's right. Sasha Barkov would have worked.
Mm. Yep.
Sasha's a good name. For Alexander. I like it a lot.
Good tweet. How about Grant Fur?
All right, we'll get to
name your dog Palmer. Actually, no, this person had their dog's name is Palmer. Palmer? Millsy? You could go for the locker room team names.
All right, we got tweets on this. Jeff writes in, my wife's uncle has a dog named Stosh Allen.
Stosh?
Stosh Allen. Polish heritage, wife uncle, Stosh Allen.
Okay.
Don writes in, Moxie Joe and Josh Allen are my dog's names. See, Moxie Joe. Yeah. This is Moxie Joe.
Back to the Saber part of it.
You're Sneaky Joe.
Teppo is a really good dog name.
Teppo would be a good dog name.
Teppo's a really good dog name.
Teppo Zuminen.
That's really good. Dog puns. That would be a good dog pun.
All right. We got to talk about the Belmont Stakes when we get back. Try to place a little wager on that if you want. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Here we go. We have a dog we call Pet B. Stands for Peter Eldrick Tont Burns. All right.
Do they have another pet, though? Would people think you named him Pet B? Like this is dog number two.
That's a good question. Like Tom Brady, his son was Jet. I thought it was his initials. I don't know. I'm mixing things up. It's Friday. I've tried to mail it in already. We still have 28 minutes to go. Nick DeRailbert of Batavia Downs coming up on the Belmont Stakes next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Belmont Stakes this weekend. Third leg of the Triple Crown, and whenever we've got a big race, we bring in Nick the Railbird of Batavia Downs to chat about it, see if we will like any action on the race. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
So Belmont this time around, what's the action looking like? What's the storyline for this this Belmont Stakes?
Well, it's at Saratoga, you know, again, it's 1.25 miles, a little different Belmont Stakes, similar to last year, but again, a little bit of rain in the forecast, just some showers, but by the 7:04 post time, tomorrow should be a fast track, but always a little bit of weather drama they throw in the Triple Crown.
Yeah. When you say just like last year, the distance has been moved over time?
Yeah, at Saratoga, it's tough on a turn to get the 1.5 miles. So they'll run 1.25 miles, which is the derby distance. And it's just one of those things that'll be happening until the new Belmont opens up. We'll see that in 2027.
Okay, so a couple more years for the new Belmont Park. The new Belmont Park, what changes are they making to it?
Oh, they knocked down the grandstand. It's a totally new grandstand. They put in an additional turf course, I believe a synthetic course, a tapeta course for year-round racing. And I think eventually Aqueduct will actually go bye-bye, and there'll be only one racetrack year-round at Belmont Park.
All right. So for the Belmont Stakes, you know, the Preakness was about journalism, maybe putting in the performance people thought they would get in the Kentucky Derby, and as the favorite here in the Belmont Stakes, kind of a chance to, you know, there's no Triple Crown, but at least stamp a little bit of a legacy here?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that he will be the, I believe, the post-time favorite. But again, the Triple Crown is tough. If you run all three races, I just don't know if he's going to have enough in the tank, and he's my second choice, but I'm going to go with a little different top pick.
And your pick is?
It's Baeza, the number 6 with Fabian Pratt. You know, John Sheriff's the trainer. He brings horses around very slowly. He did not have a clean trip in the Derby. He was sitting way back. He got some traffic, and I think he's going to stalk the leaders and get first jump on the leaders. He's going to hold off the closers, and I think you're going to get probably about 4-1 on him, the morning line price.
What is the whole field? The story at the Preakness was that there weren't a lot of horses that were running that had run in the Derby. What does that picture look like for the entire field this go-round?
Yeah, you got some fresh horses, but, you know, candidly, I mean, I think there's 3 horses that probably shouldn't be in the race. So, you know, they tried to fill it. I know, you know, that some horses Fletcher put a speed horse in against Rodriguez. And if Rodriguez was the lone speed, you know, I would say that he would have a real shot. But, you know, they put a horse in that only had 3 starts. So with John Velasquez, he's a 5 Credo. and I think there'll be some lively pace up front. Not to say that, you know, we haven't talked about Sovereignty. I mean, he's going to be coming back strong. Journalism, people think it's a two-horse match race. I just think they're letting the Baeza go a little bit under the radar.
All right, very good. Well, Nick, thanks for the time this year. And Baeza, the pick, so we'll be ready.
You got it.
All right, Batavia Downs in gaming, of course, for your needs this Belmont Sunday. I'll be one of the people that's able to say, Joe, I've been to the old Belmont.
Yeah?
The old park, yeah. Will I ever make the new one? That is to be determined. Might be a long shot, but I've been to the old one. And knocking it down makes sense, having been there one time.
Have you been to Saratoga?
No.
I have a couple friends that have been to Saratoga. I think that's a good trip, I've heard. They also are golfers. They've done Saratoga National, the golf course, and then also done... Wouldn't have been the Belmont, but it would have been, you know, just going to the track at Saratoga.
Yeah, the old Belmont, he said they knocked down the grandstand. For as big as a track can be and how many people can actually see the race, Belmont had nothing to offer.
Mm-hmm.
When I was there, most of the people that went to that race, went to that track, watched it from outside of the building. There's just there were not stands built all the way around it or different corners. Like the Derby, you've got, I mean, grandstand goes for what, half the track all the way around one side into the turn one into turn two.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot more people that actually can see the race, and that might lead to more people that would go. All right, that's my review of Belmont Park from the year 2000. 2001? No. 2006? 2009? Who knows? Whenever Smarty Jones lost to Birdstone, that's when I was there.
Okay.
I was there to see a Triple Crown. He lost. Guy was selling shirts. Smarty Jones, Triple Crown winner.
And he
didn't win.
Those shirts are out there somewhere.
I think I had one. I think I did buy one.
You have a Smart...
I had
a Smarty Jones.
It's long gone.
Would you have gotten rid of it the second he didn't win?
Probably.
Or would you have worn it because it was funny?
You know, it would have been funny that day, and then if I tried to sell it to somebody today, they'd be like, congratulations on your shirt.
Yeah.
You know, not exactly a collector's item.
Yeah.
803-0550, our phone number. We have a fantasy draft this weekend that neither you nor I have first or second round picks in.
Right. Yeah. Which a rookie draft where you pick your first pick is 34th and mine is 35th.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tough.
Deep pulls.
We're like the, you know what? We're like the Vegas Golden Knights. That's why.
All right, we traded our picks for good players.
And we're too good.
I could have had a first, but I'm like, I'll take Terry McLaurin instead.
I traded my first away in a package that got me Josh Allen.
There you go.
Not mad about that.
The LA Rams, bleep them picks.
That's right. That's us. Don't need them.
But see, really, if we wanted to be full Rams now, we would have seven fourth-round picks.
That's right.
I have two, which is almost getting there, but... fantasy drafts are going to start firing up in the next month. Usually July is when most leagues are going. But there are leagues that draft in June. Really, you don't really need training camp. Training camp can sometimes lead you in the wrong direction. It almost, right? Training camp, there's a lot of splicing. What's real? What's coach speak? Oh, this guy's having a great camp. And how often that ends up not even being meaningful at all. Honestly, it's not a bad idea, I think, to get your fantasy draft in before all of the training camp stuff happens. Injuries is the only thing, though, that you're taking a risk on, because there'll be more injuries.
803-0550. Next up, we've got Extendo Sports. Then we'll hand things off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
And there's a documentary, there's a sports documentary right now. It's getting a lot of positive reviews. On a sports subject that I know absolutely nothing about.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
What's the last great sports documentary you feel like you saw?
The Last Dance.
So 5 years ago?
Maybe.
The 30 for 30 is kind of dried up.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why.
They do it in too many parts.
Yeah. I have heard that the Dale Earnhardt documentary on Amazon Prime is fantastic. So I will probably dive into that, given that I am not a NASCAR fan and I know very little about his death and, I mean, his career before that, too. So that will be my next watch. 2001?
How much do I know about Dale Earnhardt? That's a good question.
I think it's 25 years, or it's coming up on 25 years since his death.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know.
Like, would you remember that
his
day?
Death? Yeah. Yeah, I remember because the crash was not thought to be like that.
No, it doesn't look
big a deal.
Right, it doesn't look bad when you have seen it. But obviously.
Yeah. Well, all right. Wrapping up here, we're back Monday, mandatory minicamp for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be exciting to find out. What James? We'll probably find out over the weekend if he intends to attend. Right?
If he would, wouldn't announce it. You'd see like a report though.
I would think exactly that. If he's not going to, you get out in front of it and say he won't be there, as opposed to just waiting for the media to tell everybody when they get in there and like make a head count. That's just a guess. It's all a guess. What else?
It's D-Day.
It is D-Day, June 6th.
Hmm. Canadian Open this week. The weather's been really bad.
At the Canadian Open?
Yeah. Really bad. I don't like that tomorrow we don't have anything. We got two finals series here, and we got a Saturday night with nothing. And that's the NBA's fault, because they do 2 days off in between every game. To drag it out. And to make sure they're as well rested as possible, I guess.
Well, we've got Aaron Rodgers' discourse coming today.
Sweet. I really hope he tries to wear number 12. That'd be funny.
He'll meet with the media today, right? He'll sign, and then there'll be available media where he'll talk about it, or we just go on McAfee?
He'll go on McAfee.
Okay.
He'll go on McAfee.
You never know.
He'll do media at some point with Pittsburgh, but I bet probably not until minicamp, right? Next week.
Right.
He'll do a press conference next week. That'd be my guess.
803-0550. Don't call us. Call Zach and Derek. They're coming up next. Thanks for calling, texting, listening, all that good stuff. Happy National Donut Day. We're back Monday morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.